Good morning, and welcome to the April 30th edition of Southern Champaign County Today. My name is Lori Talkington for the Illinois Radio Reader, and today's date is Wednesday, April 30th, 2025. Today's front page features a photo essay on Unity High School's 2025 prom, which was denoted as a starry night, which was held at the I Hotel last Saturday on April 26th. Congratulations to all these wonderful Unity High students on celebrating their last month of school. Moving on to more community news, the Sydney American Legion Post is discussing poppy distribution and other Memorial Day activities. Starting with coverage of the April 21st Sydney American Legion Post meeting. This article by Ann Roten. The Sydney American Legion Post 433 met on Monday, April 21st at 6 p.m. at the Post home located at 221 South David Street in downtown Sydney. Post 433 Commander Bill Hench brought the meeting to order at 6.05 p.m., following opening ceremonies and a prayer being given by Chaplain Fred Oles with 12 members and one guest. Your correspondent, Ann Roten, was in attendance. Commander Hench asked members if they had read the Monday, March 17th meeting minutes that had been emailed or mailed to Post members, and if there were any additions or corrections. There were none, and the meeting minutes were approved following a motion from Sergeant-at-Arms David Dillman and a second to the motion by Legionnaire Mike Shepherd. The Post Finance Officer, Bill McLean, gave the March Finance Report, which was approved, as read, following a motion from Legionnaire Robert Riefsteck and a second to the motion by Mike Shepherd. There was no American Legion Illinois Premier Boys State Committee report. It was, however, reported that the Sydney American Legion Post will participate in the WDWS, WHMS, WKIO, and the Rooster Central Illinois Multimedia Group, Champaign County American Legion Post's Poppy Distribution Days Drive, which was discussed under the Poppy Committee report. Poppy Distribution Day will take place on Thursday, May 22nd from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. in the parking lot at 2101 Fox Drive in Champaign, and the post, the Sydney American Legion Post time slot is from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. Sydney American Legion Post Adjutant Bill McLean reported that under membership that the Post has 53 members now paid up for the year. Post Adjutant McLean reported that the Operation Honor Guard Day of Giving at Sunset Funeral Home in Mahomet takes place on May 14th, and that the Sydney American Legion Post time slot at that event on May 14th is from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Sergeant-at-Arms David Dillman, Legionnaire Mike Shepherd, Historian Rollo Catter-Henry, and Adjutant Bill McLean will participate. The Post Service Officer Bill McLean reported that the Post Judge Advocate Susan McLean and he had helped a Post member move into a new home. Post Adjutant McLean reported that he would like to see the Post schedule a couple of work days at the Post for members to come and get and help get needed upkeep work done around the post. Legionnaires in attendance decided to work on scheduling a workday next March. They also talked about mowing the lawn at the post. Sick call, relief, and employment were also discussed at the meeting. Adjutant McLean reported that the post had received a letter from the American Legion Department of Illinois about membership, asking posts to make sure that they have all of their membership cards in under communications. Adjutant McLean reported that he had sent all post membership cards to the department. Commander Hench reported that there will once again be a cannon at the Sydney American Legion Post Memorial Day service. That service will take place on Memorial Day Monday, May 26th at 10 p.m. at the Mount Hope Cemetery in Sydney. and members of the post need to meet at the post home at 9 a.m. to take needed items to the cemetery to perform the service under new business. Post Commander Bill Hench then led a planning discussion as to whom the post will place place American flags on veterans' graves at the Mount Hope Cemetery. It was decided to post the flags on Wednesday, May 21st, and members of the post will meet at the post at 9 a.m. before heading out to the cemetery. Discussion concerning poppy distribution took place, and members decided to distribute poppies on Friday, May 16th, and Saturday, May 17th, at the Sidney and Philo Casey's stores, Dollar General in Philo, and at Lowe's in Champaign. Post member Susan Mantell volunteered to have the post distribute poppies at her Center for Your Health clinic, which is located at 501 North Lincoln in Philo. And members in attendance decided to put poppy donation cans at Winston's Old Bank in Sydney and at Susan Mantell's clinic in Philo. Discussion concerning having a meat raffle was brought up under new business by Adjutant McLean, and they decided that they needed to get together with Tim Osterberg regarding tickets. Adjutant McLean additionally reported that the Autumn Fields in Savoy are back to having monthly breakfasts for veterans every Thursday at 9 a.m. And once again, this is at the Autumn Fields home in Savoy, and free breakfasts for veterans every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Commander Hench asked for a report from his nominating committee, which consists of Mike Shepard, Danny Klein, and Rollo Catter-Henry, to nominate post officers for this year's election for the 2025-26 American Legion year. Under the new business discussions, committee member Mike Shepard reported that Danny Klein was no longer here, and that the committee now consists of Rollo Catter-Henry and he himself, and after speaking with members, he thought it was best to keep the offices as they are. The nominated officers to be elected at the May 19th meeting are Post Commander Bill Hench, First Vice Commander Glenn Dillman, and Second Vice Commander Jerry Akers. All remaining officers will be appointed by the newly elected post commander. Second Vice Commander Jerry Akers asked if there had been any progress with the Sydney Veterans Memorial, and was told by Adjutant McLean that he was working with Adams Memorials and putting together a list of names to be put on the memorial, and that he will post names to the Sydney Scoop Facebook page for the community to see and correct or add to if need be, and the plans are moving full steam ahead for the memorial. McLean additionally stated that he would like to have the memorial built by July 4th, 2026, and have a dedication of the memorial on that date. The Sydney American Legion Post Commander, Bill Hench, brought the meeting to adjournment at 7:17 p.m., following a motion from Post Legionnaire Mike Shepard, a second to the motion by Post Vice First Vice Commander Glenn Dillman, and closing ceremonies and a prayer from Post 433 Chaplain Fred Olds. Next up, we have more news from Sydney, courtesy of Ann Roden and her weekly column, The Sydney Scoop. This year's Countryside United Methodist Church annual flea market fundraiser has been scheduled for Saturday, May 3rd, from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. The CUMC, the Countryside United Methodist Church, is located 1807 County Road 1000 North in Urbana, between Sydney and Philo on the Sydney Slab. They're also hosting a special early clothing sale on Friday, May 2nd, from 5 to 7 p.m. Shoppers at this year's flea market will find kitchenwares, glasswares, books, puzzles, clothing, linens, and household goods to choose from, and they'll be able to enjoy a food truck and delicious bake sale treats. The church is now accepting flea market donations, and they may be dropped off at the church at any time. All proceeds stay local and help the church's mission thrive. You can call the church office at 217-688-2422 and speak with Pastor Jeff Stahl or other church representatives, or you can reach out to an event organizer, Karen Chumbly. And her number is 217-493-1570 for more information on the Community United Methodist Church Flea Market, May 3rd, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. The Sydney Lions Club will hold their 66th annual Sydney Lions Club meeting. Club donations are accepted, and you'll be treated to all-you-can-eat fish fry on Saturday, May 3rd, from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Sydney Community Building, located at 211 East Main Street in Sydney. The Sydney Lions Club is looking for new members. Anyone interested in becoming a member can call Sydney Lions Club President Bill Hench at 217-649-6989. The next regular monthly meeting of the Village of Sydney Board of Trustees is scheduled for Monday, May 5th at 7 p.m., also in the Sydney Community Building. All monthly meetings, unless otherwise posted, are held in the Sydney Community Building meeting room. The Eastern Illinois Food Bank Foodmobile travels to Sydney every month to serve those in need of food assistance. The Foodmobile visits at the Sydney Community Building parking lot on 211 East Main Street the first Tuesday of every month from 12:30 to 1 p.m. The next Tuesday that the Foodmobile will be in Sydney is Tuesday, May 6th, and folks can visit the food bank website at eifoodbank.org, all one word, eifoodbank.org, for more information. The Sydney Fire Protection District is holding an open house on Monday, May 12th, from 6 to 8 p.m. at the fire station, which is located at 302 South David Street in downtown Sydney. Once again, that's May 12th from 6 to 8 p.m. Also, be sure to mark your calendars for this year's Sydney Fun Days, which is coming up on Friday, July 25th, and Saturday, July 26th. If you or your organization have news items you want published in the Sydney Scoop, please drop a line to Ann Roten at P.O. Box 491 in Sydney, or you can call her during business hours at 217-688-2812 during business hours. Don't hesitate to leave a message if there's no answer. News items should be turned in by 10 a.m. each Friday to be published in the following week's paper on Wednesday. Items submitted after the deadline will be published in the following week's column. Next up, we have our weekly report from the Philo Library. Some of you may have met our student worker, Olivia. She started working with us in fall 2024 and will finish with the Philo Library on or about May 1st. We've really enjoyed having Olivia with us. She's been responsible for a lot of the decorations you may have noticed around the library, and she's helped so much with work that we were never able to get around to. She inventoried all of our holdings, books, audiobooks, magazines, DVDs, and CDs, which was a huge undertaking. Olivia also straightened all the books on all the shelves, which may not seem important, but it makes it much easier to find what you're looking for when all the books are straight and even, not to mention the aesthetics of how nice they look. We'll miss Olivia as she is moving on to Parkland Studies with plans for her future. We're sure she will do really well, and we wish her all the best. We also are featuring at the Philo Library a watercolor opportunity. Registration is required, and we're limited to 10 people, and it's free. If you like to paint with watercolors, or even just like to try it, here's your chance. The Philo Library is excited to tell you about Laura Ashley, who will be holding an introductory class in watercolors on May 17th from 10 to 11 p.m. Specific plans are still being worked out, but I do know that this class will be limited to 10 participants, ages 12 to adult. More information on the watercolor classes can be found on the Philo Library's Facebook page under Philo Watch. This is a great opportunity to try your hand at something new or awaken a dormant talent. You can call the Philo Library at 217-684-2896 for more information or to register for the class. Remember, only 10 participants for the first class. We're hoping that this will be the first of many such art classes to be offered. There's a lot more information about all our summer programs at the Philo Library on our Facebook page. We'll be highlighting them in the next few weekly columns in the South Champaign County Today and also on the webpage. So until next week, the Philo Library wishes you happy spring weather and thanks for reading. Next up, we have news for those who are watching the night sky by David Leek, who is retired director of the Starkel Planetarium at Parkland College. His column this week will cover the period from today, April 30th, until May 6th. This weekend he starts, the brightest asteroid that we can see in the asteroid belt will reach peak brightness, and if you like a challenge, you have a chance to see it this weekend. Vesta was discovered by Heinrich Olbergs in 1807, and it may be the second largest asteroid out there, with a diameter of 315 miles. It is named for the Roman goddess for home and hearth. Vesta will come within about 110 million miles of us this weekend. You may also recall the Dawn spacecraft studied this rocky object up close in 2011, so we have good maps of its surface. Vesta will appear to the backyard sky watcher like a star. The name asteroid actually means star-like. It'll be located near the Libra-Virgo border in the southeast after the sun has set. The key is watching it over several nights to see it change position with respect to the nearby stars. Then you know you've seen it. Binoculars will help. You can print a finder chart at the inthesky.org website and look under the asteroids tab. Let me spell out that website too. It's dashes between each of the words. So it's in-the-sky.org. And David Leakey, well, wishes you good hunting. Next up, we have news from Rocket Nation, courtesy of Diane Ducey. Catholic Charities annual steak dinner is scheduled for Sunday, May 4th at the Philo Tavern. The price is $40 per ticket. Volunteers will serve drinks after 4 p.m., then salads at 5 o'clock, with raffle tickets sold as the steak and baked potatoes come out. A brief program towards the end of the supper will spotlight some of the local stories of a pregnant woman, for example, who needed assistance with her first and last month's rent as she moved into a new place before the baby came into the world. A veteran who needed help and got support, as well as the senior luncheon, with around 60 people attending last month in St. Patrick's Parish Hall in Tolono on the second Wednesday of the month. Plus, late Monday afternoon and Friday mornings, the food pantry, offering produce, farm-fresh eggs, some gluten-free options, and refrigerated items, is open for anyone facing food insecurities. Also note that the spring musical, The Little Mermaid, will be presented by Unity High School in their auditorium this weekend. Evening performances are on Thursday, May 1st and Friday, May 2nd, as well as a matinee Saturday, May 3rd, and at 7 p.m. On Sunday, as well as a Sunday matinee at 2. Everyone is invited. Parkland College is offering a new telecommunications training for 911 operators. Parkland College's Support for Workforce Training Program will launch a new telecommunicator 911 training program this summer to prepare local residents for high-demand careers as emergency dispatchers. Beginning June 2nd, the two-week training will be held through Parkland's Office of Workforce Development. It's designed to give participants an inside look into the vital role of 911 telecommunicator professionals who serve as the first point of contact in emergencies across Champaign County. Participants will gain hands-on experience in key job functions such as typing, emergency simulations, and real-world exposure by learning from current and former telecommunicators. Students will also receive personalized support throughout the job application process to help them successfully pursue employment in the field after training completion. In this free training program, graduates will receive financial support as they transition into the workforce. Telecommunicator positions offer life-supporting wages and do not require a college degree, making this an accessible and impactful career path for many in our community. Classes will run for approximately 3 hours a day over 2 weeks. The training is open to community members across Parkland's District 505 service area. Space is limited, however. For more information, contact the Parkland College's Support for Workforce Training office at 217-353-2150, or you can go to their website, which is SWFT, and that's short for Support for Workforce Training. It's swft@parkland.edu. Again, this is for more information on their 911 telecommunicator training program. In honor of National Volunteer Week, which wrapped up just last week, the Red Cross has offered praise for all of our volunteer heroes, and they're putting out a call for anyone who would like to be part of this effort and fill critical posts in dealing with disaster relief. Volunteers make up over 90% of the Red Cross workforce. During National Volunteer Week, the American Red Cross of Illinois celebrated the selfless volunteers whose unwavering support make it possible for the humanitarian organization to assist people in need every day. Last year, over 5,000 Red Cross volunteers supported blood drives, assisted veterans and military families, and provided food and shelter after disasters of all kinds. Nationally, volunteers constitute more than 90% of the Red Cross workforce, and they're the cornerstone of the Red Cross's life-saving mission. As part of the world's largest humanitarian network, some 16 million global Red Cross volunteers work in nearly 200 countries to prevent and alleviate human suffering. Here at home, over 300,000 American Red Cross volunteers give their time and compassion to ensure that people are not alone during the most challenging periods of their lives. During National Volunteer Week, we want to thank our volunteers for their service and support, said Kelly O'Connell, Chief Executive Officer of the Red Cross of Illinois. Our volunteers are true heroes who give their time to help their local community and others in need all across the country. Volunteers are more critical now than ever as the Red Cross responds to a major new disaster about every 2 weeks. These massive events, such as storms and wildfires, are on top of the home fires which occur multiple times every day across the country. To make sure no one faces an emergency alone, the Red Cross has a crucial need for disaster volunteers and is actively recruiting to be ready for disasters of all sizes. Just like the people served, the Red Cross is proud that its volunteers represent a wide array of cultures, backgrounds, ages, lifestyles, and beliefs. Everyone is welcome at the Red Cross. While volunteers of all types are needed, there is a strong need for people to support disaster operations and blood collection efforts. These are the most needed positions. Disaster Action Teams. These groups help families in our own communities after a home fire or other disaster. Disaster Action Teams provide emotional support, emergency financial assistance, and information to help families begin to recover. Shelter volunteers are also needed to ensure that the needs of shelter residents are met and help them access additional services. Blood donor ambassadors are also crucial. To engage with blood donors by greeting them at blood drives, helping them register, answering questions, providing information, and assisting blood donors at the refreshments table. Blood transportation specialists are also critically needed. Volunteer transport specialists support hospital patients by delivering blood from our facilities to local hospitals. If you have a little free time, if you enjoy driving and meeting new people, the Red Cross has a great volunteer spot waiting for you. This volunteer week, you're invited to put on a red vest and join the Red Cross. You can visit us at redcross.org and look for the key to volunteer and get started today. Free online training is provided for all volunteer opportunities. We also have news from Parkland College. At its regular meeting Wednesday, the Parkland College Board of Trustees swore in recently elected trustees, selected new officers, and approved both an employee compensation study and a third-party administrator for its health care plan. Pursuant to the results of the recent Champaign County elections, trustees administered the oath of office to Bianca Green and Daniel W. Marker, who will each serve a 6-year term. Marker will serve his first term on the board, while Green has served as a Parkland College trustee since 2015. Trustees also welcomed student trustee Pascaline Grace Fongo, who was elected by Parkland's student body in early April. She will serve as a student trustee through April 2026. The board then unanimously approved its new slate of board officers, including Maureen Banks as chairman, Green as vice chair, and Carolyn Ragsdale as secretary. Congratulations to all these new trustees. Today's paper also covers Extension Day, which is coming back on May 10th, where you can enjoy free family events celebrating community, connection, and local resources. This article by Mindy Jefferson. University of Illinois Extension and the Champaign Park Districts are teaming up once again for Extension Day, a free, family-friendly event designed to connect local residents with valuable resources and celebrate community. This year's event will be held at the Douglas Community Center and Annex in Champaign at 512 East Grove Street on Saturday, May 10th from noon to 2 p.m. Whether you're already familiar with Illinois Extension or curious to learn more, this event is an excellent opportunity to explore its wide range of free programs and services. Attendees can connect with representatives from all Extension program areas. They include 4-H, Family Life, Nutrition and Wellness Groups, Finance, Integrated Health Disparities Groups, Master Gardeners, and Master Naturalists. Over 30 community partners will be on hand, including the Champaign Park District, the Housing Authority of Champaign County, Champaign-Urbana Public Health District, Champaign County Regional Planning Commission, OSF Healthcare, and the Trauma and Resilience Initiative. Along with engaging booths and helpful info, there's plenty of fun for the whole family, especially the kids, as well as treats and eats available for purchase. Celebrate community and come out on Saturday, May 10th. This concludes our reading of Southern Champaign County today for April 30th, 2025. My name is Lori Talkington for the Illinois Radio Reader, and I invite you to join us again next week.